We're now going to give you 2 minutes to work on economic goals. Specifically, I want you to let your mind go nuts, go free, and I want you to create what will be your ultimate financial goals. In other words, what are all kinds of financial goals, certain amounts of money you like to earn a month? And they don't have to be in any syntax or order. Just, hey, maybe you have a goal you want to earn $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 a month in income. What are some of your annual financial goals? What do you want to be worth, your net worth, in your lifetime? Do you have some business goals? Do you have some goals that you want for your company or for yourself? Do you have some financial goals about how much you want to give each year? Do you have some investment goals? What are some of your specific investment goals? And again, for some people, these goals are the most difficult because they've only got a couple. Well, I'd like to make this much in a year, and I'd like to have this much in savings. Come up with a whole list. And again, just let your mind flow. Anything that's related to finances that you can think of as a goal, you write it down. You got 2 minutes. Again, remember, anything that's related to financial, any financial goals you've got, jot them down. Push yourself. Think. Is there monies that you want to set aside for your kids for college, for example? Is there a mutual fund you need to start investing in of some sort? Some real estate goals that you have in terms of investment? Do you have an IRA? Should you get an IRA? Do you know what an IRA is? Do you have some kind of retirement account or some way to organize it so that in the mature years of your life, you have more than enough economics to support you in having a great lifestyle? And I'm not suggesting that at a certain age you just give up and stop working or being productive by any stretch, but what are some financial goals you've got at different ages of your life? Where do you want to be? You got about 15 seconds left. Anything else you can think of, jot it down. Okay, time. I want you to now go through these financial goals. And this will be simpler than any other one we've done before this in terms of organizing our goals. On a new sheet of paper, taking all this brainstorming into account, I want you to describe for yourself your financial goals for 1 year from now or sooner, 3 years or sooner, 5-year financial goals, 10-year financial goals, and 20-year financial goals. Go for it. I'll give you 2 minutes. Great. Now let's do the final process here on our finances. I want you to take your one-year financial goals and, like the other goals we've done earlier, write down why you're absolutely committed to meeting those financial goals within 1 year. Write it down now and make it strong enough that you'll follow through and make it happen. Go ahead and do that now.